Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The best in Ohio is staying in Ohio. That's right. Four-star cornerback, number one player in Ohio, number one cornerback on the Buckeyes board, Aaron Scott Jr. from Springfield, Ohio. The 6 foot, 180-pound cornerback has chosen Ohio State. He's staying home, folks. This is not earth-shattering news, Matt. Maybe rivalry-shattering news. The Buckeyes go head-to-head with Michigan. A top challenge, as far as I can remember, probably since Zach Harrison, for one of the best players in Ohio. And yet again, the Buckeyes prove that, yes, the best in Ohio, stay in Ohio. Aaron Scott bucks the trend of that curse of guys wanting to play together. He and Bryce West will play together for the Buckeyes. That's Matt Park on the other side of that screen. I'm Spencer Holbrook. Just to break it all down, Matt, we're only going to scratch the surface here. This is a huge deal for Ohio State to be able to keep Aaron Scott home. First of all, hats off to Michigan for making this the recruitment that it was. But the bottom line is Ohio State for a reason. Aaron Scott bought into that, and now he's going to play for Tim Walton, the Buckeyes.
Yeah, everyone, just take a big inhale and exhale. This is a recruitment that for the last 6 months has had people on the edge of their seat, but particularly the last probably 6 weeks or so when he did his OV to Michigan and then his OV to Ohio State the week after, just cryptic messages on social media. This is a recruiting guy's like dream to cover this, you know, and for some, you know, it is what it is. But anyway, a quick tip of the cap to Michigan, particularly Steve Klingscale, who really went toe-to-toe with, quite honestly, the entire Ohio State coaching staff. I mean, this is, you had Ryan Day involved, you had Jim Knowles involved, you had Tim Walton and Perry Eliano and, you know, Mick Marotti and so many people inside the Woody Hayes Athletic Center that were involved in this recruitment. And it ended up being Ohio State as the winner. The program just 40 minutes east of Springfield, Ohio. Aaron Scott is going to be a Buckeye. Committed today, Sunday, his father's birthday, a noted Ohio State fan as well. So everyone putting their chips into that significance. It certainly paid off for everyone putting their chips into that. But more importantly, you look at why he committed to Ohio State, and it's a little bit of a twofold thing. For one, yes, he recognizes exactly what Ohio State is and where it's at and where it wants to be. This is a guy who 6 foot, 180 pounds, probably, and he's young for his age as well. His birthday's in June and he's going to be a senior. So he just turned 17. That's pretty young. So there's still room for him to grow. He potentially could get to that 6'1", 6'1.5". Put on some good weight as well once he gets to Ohio State. I do believe he plans on early enrolling as well. So that's a head start on the development side. He's grown up watching Ohio State. He's grown up a fan of college football in general. But he's grown up watching Ohio State and, you know, seeing those secondaries where they deservedly got to be called, you know, BIA, Best in America. They still champion that name, but are they that name? Probably not. But now they have an opportunity to get back to that spot, particularly with Aaron Scott and Bryce West, the four-star cornerback from Cleveland Glenville. You have Miles Lockhart out in the Phoenix area at Basha High School as well. Aaron is the kind of guy that wants to do exactly what Jim Knowles' corners need to do, which is be on an island, hands-on man, and be just about as physical as you possibly can be before the Zebras toss out the flag. That's the exact kind of player that Aaron is. You watch him in scrimmages. You watch him in games. You watch him in seven-on-sevens, at camps, whatever. He is knocking dudes off the ball. And that kind of attitude is something that I think Ohio State has been missing for the last few seasons. You saw them recruit that kind of corner in the 23 cycle when they got Jermaine Matthews and Calvin Simpson Hunt. And I'm looking forward to seeing those two at training camp here in the coming days, actually, now that I think about it. But again, going back to the kind of player that Aaron is, it's the player that Ohio State needs. And I'm going to, you know, set this up for you for a little bit of a team perspective here. But just how important, you know, do you think it was for Ohio State to, for what feels like the first time in 2 years, get a major victory over Michigan?
Matt Aaron's got certainly comfortable with this decision that he's made. Some people might not be, some people will be. You know what? I have chosen comfort here recently, too. In my new Bird Dogs shorts, I've got the Duffy the Vampire Slayer gym shorts on right in my chair. I'm not going to stand up. You don't need to see my backside, my shorts region. But I got them on because they're awesome and they're comfortable. And they fit like Lululemon, but better. And right now, they can be yours at birddogs.com/LR. Use the promo code LR at checkout. You'll get a free hat, a tech hat. Matt, we've got the shorts. We've got the pants. We've got the polos. We've got the tech hats. They're awesome. Everything Bird Dogs does is awesome. And you can get yours now at birddogs.com/LR or with the promo code LR at checkout to get that free tech hat with any purchase, the shorts, the pants, the polos. Be comfortable the way Aaron Scott is comfortable in his decision today. Don't waste another day. Use the promo code LR at checkout at birddogs.com or just go to birddogs.com/LR. Get your hands on a pair of Bird Dog shorts, pants, polos, and hats. Yeah, it's huge. I mean, it's absolutely huge. And, you know, the rivalry is back. I think we can safely say that, even though, you know, Aaron Scott chooses Ohio State. Like, this rivalry is back. If you have Steve Klinkscale in Michigan going toe-to-toe with Perry Eliano, who's had a very long-standing relationship with Aaron Scott, with Tim Walton, the cornerbacks coach at Ohio State, with Ryan Day, you've got Jim Harbaugh versus Day, you've got Klinkscale versus Walton, you've got, you know, whoever you want to say versus Jim Knowles, a lot of guys involved in this recruitment. It was a full-scale, I don't want to use full-court press, a full-scale attack south of the border from Michigan to come down here and try to get Aaron Scott. Like, that means that it is back. And I know that the recruiting trail is completely different than the team side of things, because Ohio State has dominated Michigan on the recruiting trail and it hasn't translated the last 2 years. But this is the kind of victory over Michigan that shows everybody Ohio State is not going anywhere, whether that be on the trail, whether that be on the field. Like, they're not going anywhere. And then you've got some momentum now on the trail. You go up to Ann Arbor in November, you take it back, the rivalry back. I mean, this is what all the Michigan fans hoped Jim Harbaugh versus Urban Meyer was going to be. Recruiting battles, Harbaugh wins, Meyer wins, punches thrown, not literally, but figuratively on the trail and on the field. Like, Michigan's punching back right now. And it's up to Ryan Day and this program to punch back. Punching back in this instance is kind of playing a little defense, putting that fence around your own backyard and making sure that you keep this guy in the state. Like, this signals to me that Ohio State's not going anywhere, but also, like, buckle up, buddy, because, like, Michigan's not done in the state. They proved that they can go as hard as you possibly can after the number one player in the state and come really close to getting him. Whoever the number one players are in this state in 2025, you can believe that Michigan's going to be all over them, because they think they can come down here and go toe-to-toe just like they did for Aaron Scott. I think that's huge for this rivalry. It's huge for college football, but it's even bigger for Ohio State to make sure that it doesn't continue to happen.
Yeah, I mean, this shows that Michigan is no longer scared of Ohio State, and they anymore, they can't be in a divisionless Big Ten, which is what they are recruiting for with this 24 class, being back-to-back Big Ten champs and all of that stuff. The mindset that Michigan has of Ohio State is not what it had 4 years ago, 5 years ago, which, good for them. But we cover Ohio State, so that's what we're going to talk about now. Absolutely. I mean, it is a major victory for Ohio State. And, you know, I'm sure there's going to be some folks that, well, it shouldn't be considered one because, you know, he's in Ohio State's backyard. But anymore, with how the recruiting landscape is that kind of tie does not mean a whole lot to kids anymore. Kids are going to go where they think they are going to have the best opportunity to get on the field first, where they are going to get best developed, have a shot at the NFL. For some kids, it is the NIL opportunities. And you look at a guy like Aaron Scott, who he chose Ohio State for his reasons. Among them being, it is the culture at Ohio State. It is that sense of brotherhood. It is also the fact that they are the campus is 40 minutes away from his parents' house. 40 minutes. That's very nice when you are a very highly touted, rated, you know, be all end all prospect. If you want to go home, okay, 40 minutes. That's not a big deal. But at the end of the day, and everything that relates to Ohio State, it's all about relationships. That's how Ohio State has recruited. That's how they are going to continue to recruit. And his relationships with the coaching staff at Ohio State, particularly that of him and Tim Walton. I mean, I bet if you look through either of their recent calls, and you're going to see each other's names on each other's phone every single day for the last however many months that this has really been going on. And so for Ohio State to continue building that fence around the state, which is something that, oddly enough, Ryan Day talked about in November. And I forget why he talked about in-state recruiting in November. Probably something to do with Mayan Williams, if I had to be honest. I think that's what I'm pulling from. But talking about prioritizing in-state recruiting, well, when these in-state recruits are national targets and Ohio State keeps them home, those should be celebrated as major victories. Yes, Ohio State is doing what it should be doing and what people should expect, but you should celebrate those kinds of things. And if you're an Ohio State fan, you know you've been on pins and needles wondering where Aaron Scott has decided. And if your response is just, oh, yeah, like I knew it was going to happen, like, come on, man. Come on. That's one that you got to celebrate. Without me putting on scarlet tinted glasses, that's a win that you have to celebrate.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Ohio State is going to celebrate this victory over Michigan, the first one in a couple of years. Aaron Scott has chosen to stay home. Huge news for Ohio State. Matt Parker and I just beginning to scratch the surface of this. Matt's going to have it all over LettermanRadio.com in the Letterman Lounge message board. We're just hanging out in the Letterman Lounge talking about it. Matt, we got plenty more coming about Aaron Scott, including, I mean, there's no way we can't do another video about this. This is just a 10-minute scratch the surface on what this means for the Buckeyes. We'll have it all covered at LettermanRadio.com. On the other side of that screen is Matt Parker, the Ohio State recruiting ace reporter for LettermanRadio.com. I'm just Spencer Holbrook. Thank you, Matt, for being here with me. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening to the latest Letterman Lounges. Aaron Scott is officially going to be a Buckeye. For Matt, I'm Spencer. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. We'll see you guys back in the Letterman Lounge next time.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.